This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My writings in the late 90s and early 21st century. They include a book which I began, put together, compiled, wrote on, primarily because a researcher from the UK contacted me and asked me advice with regards to refuting Samuel Huntington's premise for his book, The Clash of Civilizations. Well, I hadn't heard about the book. I hadn't read it back then. So he sent me information from the book where he presents his basic argument or idea. Muslim researcher, he was asking me advice as to how to tackle the refutation. After I read it, I actually agreed with it. He was identifying that the current struggle, you know, is between the Muslim civilization and Western civilization. He identified the basic elements, which to me seemed to be correct. Now, the researcher, he felt that there wasn't any clash here and wanted to refute this argument, but I felt that there was a clash. There is a foundational clash. Civilization, which is built on faith, and a civilization which is based on unfaith, no faith, a secular civilization. A civilization which sees itself as the peak of human civilization and sees itself as having a duty to impose that civilization on the rest of the world. So that's real. To me, seemed quite real. So I looked at it from a cultural perspective, which existed already in the Muslim world, between cultural traditions and what is truly Islamic culture. Cultural Islam, that is Islam which varies from place to place, people to people, culture to culture. And what is the culture which came out of pure Islam? There is a distinct difference between the two. So I wrote on this. And in the course of it, I also analyzed, you know, the moral foundations of Islamic culture and stressed that this needs to be highlighted. Because for the most part, Muslims learn the ritual, what to do, when to do, how to do. But the moral principles behind it, when Prophet Muhammad had already said that he was only sent to perfect the pinnacle of morality, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. But this is not reflected in the understandings of the pillars of Islam and Iman, faith, etc. So I set out to look at the pillars of Islam and the pillars of Iman from a moral perspective. What is the moral message behind them? After clearly defining the struggle that exists within the Muslim world with regards to traditions and culture, some of it to some degree, maybe even dangerous, life-threatening, etc. Like honor killings and bride burnings and all such matters. So I put together a material which was published in the early 2000s for courses which I was teaching in Islamic civilization. I initially named it The Clash of Civilizations, an Islamic View, and this is its publication from Al-Hidayah Press in Birmingham, UK. But later, because of sensitivities in the university, I changed it to The Moral Foundations of Islamic Civilization and taught that course for about 2 or 3 years. The book is available from the UK and it will be reprinted from the university, IOU, and it is used in the curriculum of IOU's civilizational studies. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.